5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Do you guys have friends that you kind of avoid their phone calls?
Yes.
I hate to say that, but
it's usually
the
long talkers.
Yes.
It's not necessarily long talkers, but it's sometimes the friends that you don't talk to for a long time, so you know it's going to be a long conversation trying to get caught up on everything. It's like, because there's some friends I don't talk to for a while where we can just pick up real quick and have a 5-minute conversation, no big deal. You know, like one of my friends in Florida will be like, yeah, I'm running around with my kids. Okay, great to talk to you. Okay, got to go. Bye. Whatever. And it's great. And we'll always pick up each other's phone calls because it doesn't feel like it's going to be an hour-long investment.
Sure.
But then there's other friends that once you get on the phone, you feel like you're always the one who's ending the conversation.
Yeah, this is the email version of like when you open up an email and there's something that's going to take a lot of time, you just save it, and then Run. You think you're going to get back to it with a voicemail or a call like this. Oh, I know I'm going to be on the phone with this person 20 minutes, so I'll just call them back, and you never do.
Or they're the people that refuse to acknowledge the wrap-up.
Yeah.
Like when you're at the end of the call and you do that, well, it's really cool. Tell your mom I said hi. Oh, I will. You know, she went to Connecticut last week to go up to the casinos.
And then you're like,
oh, that's great. Yes. Really? How'd she do? Did she do good? Oh, yeah, she did. Okay, great. Well, I'll give her my best and I'll talk to you later. I will. Hey, you know, we might be down that way in a couple of days. Oh, my God. Don't you get the hint?
That's what text messaging is for.
Yeah.
I text those people.
And then it's the friends, too, that will be doing something. So you try to allow them doing something to be the excuse to get off the phone. Like a friend of mine was like, oh, I'm going into the bank real quick. Hang on 1 second. Oh, that's okay. Just call me back later. It's all right. You know what? Oh, no. Just hold on. And then they're like talking to the bank teller while you're still on the phone with them, and they're like doing their thing. You're like, no, really, we should get off the phone right now. You know,
that's one of my pet peeves when somebody says to me, okay, I'll let you go. You're not letting me go. You want to go. You're not letting me go because I want to go. I'll let you go because I don't want to talk to you anymore is really what they're saying.
Exactly.
But I was on the phone with somebody yesterday and was actually thankful because they were having a random conversation. Actually, it's fairly important. We were talking about something, and in the middle of the conversation, she said, okay, I just walked into the dentist's office. I have to go. And I said, all right, talk to you later. And appreciated that because the day before yesterday, I got stuck on the phone with somebody who did exactly what Hobby just said.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're like, hold on a minute. And then I hear them walk up, and they, like, paid for their gas.
Yeah.
Which, who doesn't buy gas at the pump, you idiot?
Slide your card.
Yeah, so they paid for the gas. Then they bought scratch-off tickets, and they weren't even 60. I'm like, what are you doing? And I'm listening to the whole thing.
Because you're ready to get off the phone.
Yeah.
And you're like, if you got something else going on, it's okay. We can end this conversation, you know?
What Katie does is she acts as if something just came up. Like, oh my God, okay, I have to call you right back. And then she never calls you back.
See, that's good.
And then when she does it on me, though, I get mad because I think, wait a second, I know your trick. But that's what she does is makes it sound like an emergency. And the person's like, oh, okay.
Have you guys ever faked having a bad connection and then hung up?
Yep.
Like you're talking just like this. Yeah. And then yesterday, and then you hang up. And you're right in the middle of the sentence, and it just appears as though the phone went dead, but it really didn't. You've never done that?
Yes.
No, I've never done that one.
I've just hung up the phone. Like right in the middle of
it. Just click it. Like, oh, and then you just tell them next time, like, oh, sorry, man, must have been a bad connection or something.
You hang it up and turn it off immediately. It goes right to voicemail. Like, oh, damn, his battery died.
Battery's dead.
I do the thing where you pray for voicemail when you're calling them back, and it's one of those people you're going to talk to for a long time. You're like, voicemail. On the fourth ring, you're like, oh, I'm so there. And their voicemail picks up, like, yes. So you start leaving a message, and then they're beeping in. And then do you ever do that whole thing where you ignore the beep in?
Yes.
Like you're not getting it?
Of
like
course.
Somehow, like in the trickery of phone land, like you didn't get their call in.
You don't
say. You're already in their voicemail.
In the magic of cellular technology, anything is possible.
Like exactly.
Like I've called people back and they said, oh, didn't you see I called? And I'm like, no, sometimes my phone is weird when I'm in a rural area like Sandy Springs. It doesn't ring. It just comes up and says, oh, you have new voicemail. But I can't check it until I get a metro area like Marietta. So I don't have any towers near my house, you know, up near the corner of Roswell and Hammond.
Hey, Nate, you're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I was going to say, I get phone calls from friends that I haven't talked to in a while, mostly because my wife and I just had a newborn, and I've just been really busy, but I dodge phone calls from people that I know are going to put me on a guilt trip for not calling them in so long.
Yes.
If I avoided every one of those calls, I wouldn't be able to call anybody because I can't remember the last time I actually called somebody and they said, dude, it's been so long since we talked, man. I called you 3 weeks ago.
Don't give me a guilt trip when I call
Total
you
Total guilt trip. Yeah, I feel you, Nate.
Yeah, cool. And later, guys.
If you realize you're one of those people that gives guilt trips, just know that you're one of those people where we are hitting ignore.
Just so you know, here's the answer that we're thinking when you go, oh, so there's so many more important people in your life that you can't call me back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we're thinking? Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, there are.
Right.
That's what we're thinking.
Even if it's my mom.
Right.
Yeah, mom, you're about fourth on the depth chart, I got to tell you.
Aww.
I have taught by a friend a guaranteed trick to go right to voicemail if you want it. Every time.
What is it?
You have to have two phones.
Oh.
You make the initial call on your cell phone.
Okay.
The minute it starts to ring, you put your cell phone on mute and dial the same number from a landline. Because
that's a lot of work to avoid a call right there.
Of the
you really hate people.
Because of the cell phone.
I'll have to get a landline then.
The cell phone trickery.
Right.
Down to your lair. To run some cables into your cave.
I have to get
If two are calling at the same time.
The second one goes right to voicemail. The first one's on mute. So they pick it up and they go, hello? 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 Meanwhile, you've gone right to voicemail and you're like, hey, what's up, Jen? It's Jeff. I don't know what happened. Your phone just acted weird. But anyways, call me back when you get a second and I'll ignore.
That's the equivalent of tapping the wrong shoulder and they turn the wrong direction and then you're sneak on the other side.
You're right. That is actually really brilliant. And then isn't there some buttons on your phone? Like I know on the BlackBerry, like there's a button on the top that if you hit ignore, they still hear it ring all the way to voicemail. But if you hit the end button, then it sends them to voicemail. Because you can hear when you're calling someone and they send you to voicemail because it rings twice. Two or three times, and then they send you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Outside of the regular, like, three or four rings.
Yeah,
right?
I have an ignore feature on my phone where if it's ringing, I just hit ignore, and then I know it goes right to voicemail.
Yeah, but when people call you, they might know that you're sending them to voicemail.
Well, they do now, thank you.
I haven't explored this service enough, but there is a service out there that allows you to listen to voicemails while they're being left.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And if you want to.
Every phone should have that.
I had the mistake one. Oh, hey, it's Melissa. Oh, wait.
Redo.
If you want to.
Can they hear that whole thing?
You can just start talking.
Oh, that would jack you up.
So you hear the greeting. Hey, it's Jeff. Leave me a message. Hey, Jeff, I was just wondering if you want to go to dinner tomorrow night and blah, blah, blah.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I'll go.
What?
The hell?
Hey, Heather, you're on Q100.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
I was listening to y'all talk about the cell phone thing. I work in EMS.
Mm-hmm.
So I have friends that like to call me, and you can't get them off the phone. So I'll tell them I get an emergency and turn my sirens on.
Oh, that's great.
That's hardcore.
Oh, that's a beautiful,
that's awesome.
Beautiful trick you got.
We are turning into a society where conversations are going to be obsolete eventually. With instant messenger and texting now.
It's not everybody.
It's
just
conversations in general. Yeah, like I'm cool with a 5-minute phone conversation or like being a means to an end. Like, hey, do you want to do something on Thursday night? Sure, let's do dinner. Where are we going to go? I don't know. Text me later and we'll figure out exactly where to go, what time. Like those kind of phone conversations where it's a means to an end are great. But the rambling and the rambling and the rambling of meh. While you're going to the grocery store and then you're checking out and you're talking to the cashier and all that stuff, I'm just like, no.
Hey, The Bird Show.